The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next hour, I will be joined here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center by Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning.
And for the next hour, we'll be talking about so many different ways that you can support your good health, so many things that you need to know about that detract from your ability of your immune system to effectively, efficiently meet the challenges of the coming months. Oh, those challenges, sore throats, colds, coughs, flu, headache, fatigue, and just general muscle discomfort. But we have lots of ways to avoid that. So, Dr. Slavin, I'm guessing that you have not had a flu shot. Do you want to tell our listeners why you didn't have a flu shot?
Well, the basic reason is the whole concept of vaccinations, despite what you read, I mean, on paper, it sort of makes sense. You say, well, if you expose yourself to something in a small dose and give your body a chance to develop immunity to it, then when you're exposed in a greater way, your body's prepared to fight the infection. And that's the whole sales pitch behind vaccines.
Well, what about... I'm kind of interrupting possibly your train of thought, but what about that whole pitch that they make with regard to herd immunity, that if you don't have your flu shot, then you're endangering the rest of the herd?
Well, the basic concept of herd immunity doesn't make sense for this one reason. If the vaccines were so effective, why would you worry about one or two people not being vaccinated?
That's it was years ago that a relative was very incensed that there were people who did not do the childhood vaccines, and she said that these people were putting her children at risk. She did the responsible thing. She did the childhood vaccines, and when they were around unvaccinated children, there was a danger. And I said, no danger, they're vaccinated.
If the vaccines really work. Now, in the last few years, we've seen epidemics of childhood illnesses like measles, mumps, where people who are vaccinated were getting sick with these infections. So that makes you question, really, just how effective vaccinations are. And the question that is never asked and therefore never answered is, what can people do to strengthen their immune system rather than say, well, I don't have to do anything. I'll just take a vaccine and that's going to protect me. That's like saying, I don't have to do anything to my car. I'll just put gas in it whenever I'm low and the car's going to run right. You know, there are other factors.
I bought an insurance policy on my car when I purchased it, and so that insurance policy is going to take care of it, and I'll just put gas in it.
Well, I mean, we have to take care of our bodies. A vaccine is only as effective as your immune system. If you don't have a strong immune system, the vaccine's not going to be effective. So then I say the next thing, if you have a strong immune system, what do you need a vaccine for?
If I have a strong immune system, I am determined to keep it that way, because not only is that strong immune system a proactive immune system going to protect me from certain bacteria and viruses, but an innate aspect of my immune function is going to protect me to a certain degree from types of degenerative diseases. And so I want to do everything I can for my immune system.
And the other argument against vaccines, the way it's practiced, is that our immune system is multi-layered. And if you think about how we're exposed to some of the most common infections, it's usually through the respiratory route. In other words, someone sneezes on you or coughs on you, you inhale it, and you get sick. Of course, not everybody who inhales it gets sick.
Isn't that an interesting concept?
But the layered immune system starts off in your respiratory tract, and then eventually it'll involve your bloodstream, but it's a layered approach. But in no way are we ever exposed to the flu vaccine by an injection. In other words, it's bypassing our layered immune system and just being injected into muscle, and we expect that to prevent the flu. And another argument is that when they do these studies, they say, look, you had the flu vaccine. We can test for antibodies. You've developed antibodies against the flu. Therefore, you're protected. But there are other people that say that the presence of antibodies does not equal immunity.
Interesting.
So that you may have antibodies or something, but you may not be immune to it because there are other factors involved in your body's ability to fight off infection.
What about the concept that these viruses are constantly mutating, and so there's a very slight change in their makeup that makes them makes people more vulnerable to that mutated virus?
Well, that's true, too. They even stated that on some of the flu vaccines that have viruses in them, that the makeup of the virus changes while it's not being used.
And, to also consider the aspect of how that over the years we have learned that it isn't that exposure to the virus, but it is the terrain where the virus lands, and that's your immune system. So we do know that you really need to be protecting your whole body. Okay, so we know we don't necessarily want those viral particles injected into our muscle, because that isn't the typical way that you would be exposed to a particular virus. What about the idea that when you're exposed in that way, you have the potential to do damage to your immune system? Not just that you're going to stimulate that immune response, but possibly damage the immune system, possibly damage your nervous system, things that wouldn't necessarily happen if you actually contracted that viral illness.
It may or may not happen. I mean, when I remember years ago, I don't remember, it was when President Ford was in office. You had the swine flu, and one of the side effects of that was Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Right.
And you can see that with the flu vaccine, too. You can get that side effect. So certain people may be more susceptible to adverse effects.
And you never know who that person is who's going to be vulnerable.
But here's something that I like to point out, because this came to light when there was a discussion in the media of the Gardasil vaccine. There was a young girl, that's a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. It's against the human papillomavirus. And after she, a perfectly healthy person, and after she was vaccinated, she got very sick. And it took a while to really diagnose what was going on with her, and eventually they came to the conclusion what was making her sick was the activation of tick-borne infections that she had in her body, but she didn't know she had them. She was feeling perfectly well. Why? Because her immune system was functioning well. After the vaccine, the stress of the vaccine on the immune system weakened it, allowing these other infections in her body to become active. And I think that's to me, a very likely explanation as to why people sometimes get sick after a vaccine. Not that the vaccine directly makes them sick, but it weakens your immune system so that other viruses that we all harbor become active, and now your body has to fight them off again. Sometimes it's a minor reaction. Sometimes it's more serious that could last for years.
Very interesting. So we are bombarded from so many different directions. Did you get your flu vaccine? You might be purchasing something in the drugstore, and the cashier says, did you get your flu vaccine? You see the marquees out in front of the drugstores, get your flu vaccine here. And what is not so prominent in all of those approaches is the idea that there may be some negatives associated with having a vaccine. And one of the things that I'm thinking about is I believe it's a law that the manufacturers of vaccines are not vulnerable to any kind of court attack with regard to damage that the vaccine may do. And, okay, so if the vaccines are so safe, how come those manufacturers need that protection?
Good question. I mean, that's sort of, you know, that's, I think, obvious. The establishment is just protecting the pharmaceutical company because the pharmaceutical company is the establishment.
Okay.
So they're protecting themselves.
We're getting deep here.
Vaccine compensation funds. So you really can't sue the manufacturer. Think about this, too, particularly with the flu shot, that they have to come up with a new variation of the flu vaccine every year because you have different strains of the flu virus supposedly active, and it's not unusual for them to miss the mark on guessing the wrong strains. But
right.
The risk of the vaccine doesn't change. It just loses its ability, if it ever had any, to protect you.
And so what we're going to do is take a little bit of a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. When we come back, I'll tell you about some of the new products that you can find here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that are part of the broad array of natural substances to support your immune system. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find new chapter. Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just before the break, I told you that I'm going to let you know about some new goodies, and I do mean goodies, here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that you could possibly access to start building up your immune response. So,
but before we get to that, just mention a few things that people can do. In other words, a little behavior modification that might undermine their immune system.
Okay.
You know, and then all the other supplements are great, but you don't want to work against yourself.
For sure. You don't want to work against yourself. Okay, number one, make sure you get enough sleep.
I agree with that. That's important. I think a lot of people don't. Overconsumption of sugar, especially this time of year with all the holidays, sugar is going to weaken your immune system, and that probably includes alcohol too.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. Okay, what about the concept of a little bit of red wine?
Probably a little bit is okay.
Right, be very mindful of amounts.
And then I'm thinking too, a couple of things happen in the holiday season. People travel. They're into large groups of people. It might be increased exposure to viruses and things like that. So that's something to keep in mind, too. So you have to even be more vigilant. I don't know what you're going to talk about as far as products go, but, you know, when I talk to patients about travel, I always suggest the colloidal silver spray.
Absolutely.
That can give them a little added protection.
I tell people, before you get on the airplane, spray it on your face, a couple sprays in your mouth, spray it on your hands. And when you get off the plane, do that again. And very, very helpful, very easy, little bottle.
I was going to say, just don't take a big bottle of that.
Right. A tiny little bottle that fits in your pocket and is not subject to any kind of TSA regulation. Okay, so exercise.
Exercise, people that do it on a regular basis seem to be less susceptible to the common cold. However, you can over-exercise, and that'll weaken your immune system and make you susceptible. So you have to be careful not to overdo it.
Okay. And choosing certain types of foods to stay away from processed food. And it's interesting because people say, it takes me so long to shop because I got to read all those labels. And I said, you're buying the wrong things because you need to be purchasing things that are a single ingredient.
Or buy things without a label.
Right.
You get that in the produce section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then the only thing you want to look for is get the ones that are organically grown.
Okay. Why is that so important?
A couple of reasons. One is the use of fertilizer. You want to use natural fertilizer. You want to stay away from pesticides. And you want to stay away from genetically modified crops. They aren't getting the attention they deserve as far as the negative impact they have on our health, but that doesn't have to stop you from avoiding them.
Okay, and the way that you can be certain you're avoiding genetically modified organisms is by purchasing organically produced foods. And so what people might not necessarily be aware of is the substances that are used to genetically modify a crop. So the genetic modification is so that a pest or a plant that interferes with the particular approach of the getting the crop to market, getting it to have the greatest I am totally losing my train of thought here. What I'm trying to say is to make the crop the highest yield. And so if there's a plant that interferes with they are going to modify that seed, that organism, with a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus. And those are particularly chosen to repel the pest and minimize
the
possibility of a weed, so to speak, interfering with the yield of the crop. So It just, when you start reading about the substances that have been used to genetically modify some of our very, very commonly raised foods, soy, corn, sugar beets come to mind, it doesn't make them appealing at all.
Well, then you have to take it a step further. Now you want to avoid eating the animals that eat those plants because they can be just as harmful to you. So you, therefore, you want to look at for grass-fed beef as opposed to corn-fed.
Absolutely. Okay. So learning about navigating the grocery store is a really important aspect. And so what might you do, Dr. Slavin, in the grocery store if you saw something that said no sugar added?
If I was in the grocery store? Well, you have to be careful there as well. You know, it sounds great, no sugar added. Now you have to look, what are they replacing the natural sugar with? Because a lot of times they may be using an artificial sweetener.
Well, when it says no sugar added, that's code for Splenda, sucralose. So sucralose is...
What about aspartame?
Okay, when they say aspartame, it has... sugar-free. So no sugar added is sucralose,
okay.
And sugar-free is aspartame. Now, I've for years been telling people about the negative effect of aspartame on brain cells, and it was based on a study that was published in one of the medical journals on a high school science project. And it was checking out how rats navigated a maze when they were given sugar and when they were given aspartame. And the conclusion and further research supported the conclusion that brain cells were affected when you consumed aspartame.
So just before we were talking about genetically modified organisms, which are the crops that Monsanto is involved in. Now, recently Monsanto was bought out by Bayer, a German company.
Sending a chill down my spine.
But here's another thing. Guess what else Monsanto makes? Aspartame.
Wow. Okay.
And there's a headline, and this just came out November 13th on Tuesday. Aspartame linked to blood cancers, according to a 20-year study conducted by researchers at Women's Hospital at Harvard University.
Wow.
Now, you would think, or maybe not, that maybe they should have done the study before they unleashed aspartame on everybody.
Okay, so as far as I know, you know, that little list, the grass list, generally regarded as safe, I believe that aspartame is on it. And the concept is that you're going to consume such a very small amount that you don't need to be concerned about weakening your immune system to the point of developing a blood cancer or changing your brain chemistry and breaking down brain cells. But the truth of the matter is they're not taking into account how many different processed products contain the aspartame, as well as the concept of people putting it in their coffee, putting it on their cereal, all of those uses of aspartame.
Well, the thing about aspartame, I don't know which is the most commonly used artificial sweetener. Because aspartame, I think, was one of the first. Well, after saccharin, but now then saccharin got some bad press with the kidney cancer in rats or something.
Right. If you consumed the equivalent of a wheelbarrow full of saccharin, you were putting your risk at your health at risk with regard to kidney cancer.
Right. But who eats that much saccharin, though? Right.
Well, okay, but who's vulnerable? Who has the ability to metabolize that? And I think that's a big issue. What we now know, so many different aspects of genetic weaknesses, and certain people are going to be more vulnerable than others.
Well, in this report, it says that there are over 5,000 products that have aspartame in it, and it is the most consumed synthetic sweetener in the U.S., so... aspartame is right up there, and
Okay, so when you find out about aspartame, when you find out about the makeup of sucralose, Splenda, the one in the little yellow packet, that's three molecules of chlorine bound to one molecule of sucrose. Sounds delicious.
So now these next facts from this article will get people's attention. Aspartame consumption is linked to prostate cancer.
Whoa.
It's linked to breast cancer, and it's known to dramatically feed other cancers. For example, worsening brain cancer and enlarging tumors, according to this Harvard 22-year study on humans.
Okay, so aspartame, the trade name is Equal, comes in the little blue packet. And
is it also NutraSweet?
It could be. Yeah. I don't. Oh, and that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli.
One more thing before. I just want to make this point. Men who consume more than one diet soda per day increase their risk of developing blood cancers, including multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
When we come back, I'm going to ask you to repeat that. That's a really important statement. And I just want to let everybody know that when we come back, we'll give you some hints about good things to support your immune system, not all of this bad news. Stay tuned.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Dr. Herb Slavin. And just a reminder that from 2 to 6 today, I'll be available in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Sign in, and I take the people in the range in which they've signed in. Takes about 20, 25 minutes with each person. I'll review your blood work. I'll review your medications. I'll review supplements that you may be taking. And then we will focus on approaching the health priorities that you have in mind. And I told you that we have some really great goodies to support your immune system. Nature's Answer has a Sambuca spray. And so we talked about spraying silver 100 or different types of silver into your mouth, on your face, in your hands before traveling. Here's something that if you have a little bit of a scratchy throat, if you feel like, oh, maybe I'm coming down with something, Nature's Answer, Sambuca spray. And then Mega Food has elderberry gummies. And those elderberry gummies, again, you're going to fight off whatever you might be dealing with. Dr. Slavin, so, you have something to say.
Well, I'd like to, you know, put this part of the conversation into two categories. Things that you should do on a regular basis just to keep your immune system strong. And then what do you do if you feel that you're coming down with something? What do you add on at that point? So the things that you do on a daily basis to keep your immune system strong. Make sure you're taking enough vitamin D.
Critically important. Okay, I spoke to somebody who was sick a couple of days ago, and I said, what dose vitamin D do you have? 10,000. Okay, take 5 of them a day for the next 3 or 4 days.
Right. Actually,
I'll raise you one.
They make a 50,000 unit vitamin D, and I recommend 3 of those a day.
Whoa.
For about 3 days.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about overdosing. Making sure you're taking adequate amounts of zinc on a regular basis can be helpful.
And really important, and you'll be able to find out if you are doing blood work on a regular basis through the Institute of Advanced Medicine or Advanced Medical Testing, that you keep the zinc-copper balance in a proper range. And so important to be using zinc, particularly this time of year.
And vitamin C.
Okay.
On a regular basis. Now,
how about if somebody is sick, can they come into the Institute of Advanced Medicine and have a vitamin C IV?
Yeah.
Okay. So 954-748-4991, but don't call today. Call on Monday. There is no one to answer the phone on Fridays at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, but you can make an appointment to come in and have a vitamin C IV. I kind of look at those vitamin C IVs as the opposite of a flu shot, natural immune support for a month or so.
But I want to just remind everybody that vitamin C is extremely important, and we do not make vitamin C in our bodies, unlike most animals that make their own vitamin C. And Linus Pauling did the work that showed that based on a human's weight, we should be taking in at least 2,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C. When you're deficient in vitamin C, you cannot make collagen or cartilage. And just think about all the conditions that a lack of cartilage and collagen are associated with. In fact, I just heard something that osteoporosis is a vitamin C deficiency.
Yes, I saw that article as well. So 2 grams a day. Linus Pauling was taking 20 to 25 grams a day into his 90s. And for an individual with his schedule, the demands on his time, and he remained healthy into his 90s.
Well, they asked him, I said, if your vitamin C was so good, how come you got prostate cancer? He said, well, look how old I am and, you know, how well I did. And if I wasn't taking the vitamin C, who knows what would have happened.
Right. So his diagnosis was at age 92. And the most common age category for gentlemen to be dealing with prostate issues would begin in their 60s. So 30 years beyond.
So before the break, you said I should repeat
what
I mentioned. Men who consume more than one diet soda per day increase their risk of developing blood cancers, including multiple myeloma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Another point that came out from this study is leukemia risk is heightened for men and women who consume diet soda containing aspartame. And by the way, people drink aspartame so they don't gain weight, but it puts weight on. And it fuels the metabolic syndrome. So it's not doing anything good for you.
And it's an issue that with many of the diabetic individuals that I speak with, sometimes they have been to see other counselors with regard to their diet, and that Equal, aspartame, and sucralose, Splenda, are both allowable sometimes with some of the counselors. And I tell people, you are still deranging your blood sugar chemistry, even though those sweeteners have no calories. So critically important to ditch those artificial chemical sweeteners if you are dealing with imbalances with your blood sugar.
And then another point to keep in mind, and besides aspartame feeding and causing deadly cancers, it's been associated with an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease, and that's from a study conducted at the University of Iowa. Older women who drank the beverages with aspartame increased their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease by 50%. So you can add that to the list of increased fats, vegetable shortening, that's the trans fats, and canola associated with cardiovascular disease.
So there are so many different details with regard to guiding yourself with diet choices. Vegetables, 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 vegetables. And people look at me, well, I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And I said, well, the fruit needs to be very minimal with regard to how many vegetables in your diet. And you want vegetables of all different colors. That's critically important. All of those colors have been made by the plant as a protective mechanism. And so by consuming all of those different colors, you actually have some benefit to your immune system. So very, very good choices in the grocery store. And here's one that gets a lot of resistance when I suggest it, but it works very well if people are already fighting off the beginnings of a cold or sore throat, something like that. And I'm talking about kyolic liquid garlic extract. I tell people it tastes like old gym socks. It's really terrible tasting, but it is so beneficial as an antibacterial, antiviral approach, very effective. And
because even the bacteria and viruses don't like it.
Right. They run. This is not a host that we want to hang around with. And so if that has been something that people have used and they I'm not doing it again. All right. So we have the elderberry gummies. We have a liposomal vitamin C from Mercola. We have so many different, very easy to take approaches here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, so you were talking about the high-dose vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. Anything else that you do? Because you and I, and I'm sure lots of our listeners, run from the flu shot.
Well, those are the main things. Now, what I do is you mentioned the IV vitamin C. I do that routinely. I also do the ultraviolet blood treatments routinely. If you haven't heard about those things, it's all over the internet. You could Google it.
Okay.
Ultraviolet blood.
And is it instituteofadvancedmedicine.com?
drslavin.com.
drslavin.com.
I mean, that's on my website, but you could just Google IV vitamin C or ultraviolet blood treatments,
mm-hmm.
and read about that. The interesting thing about ultraviolet blood treatments, it was being used in hospitals by mainstream medicine before the introduction of antibiotics because it worked. It was saving lives. It was saving people from infections, dying from infections at that time. And then when antibiotics came around, they said, well, we can make more money selling antibiotics than doing these treatments. Because, after all, who's running healthcare in this country? It's the drug companies.
It's the pharmaceutical companies and no longer the physicians. The physician's role right now is just writing the prescription that you then go to the drugstore, and then that road to the drugstore is very well watched by the different pharmaceutical companies. So the pharmaceutical companies know what prescriptions the physicians are writing and how many are being filled and where they're being filled. So very important to understand that you have control with what goes into your mouth.
Are we healthier today than we were 50 years ago? We have probably 1,000% more pharmacies around. Every corner has a pharmacy. We're selling more drugs than ever before. Think about this. Every time you're prescribed an antibiotic, it can have lasting negative effects on your body, and they're not effective against viruses, which is the more common infection people deal with on a day-to-day basis. It's being overprescribed, and nobody talks about it. It's a way to get the patient in and out of the doctor's office.
Okay,
quickly.
What do you think about the statement, Dr. Slavin, that I have been given a prescription for an antibiotic, even though my illness is viral in origin, it has the potential to open the door for a bacteria, and that's why I'm getting that prescription.
Well, they do say that, and there may be something to that, but why not? And that's the time to take, you know, the extra vitamin C and the zinc and the vitamin D, because think about it. You have to ask yourself, why did I get sick in the first place? Why didn't my immune system keep me healthy? Well, it's not working optimally. You want to reestablish an optimal immune system.
And one of the areas that we have not yet introduced into this discussion is probiotics, and critically important to maintain that correct gut chemistry, because that is part of how your immune system responds to an invading microorganism. And so when we come back, I'll give some people ideas of a few choices in the probiotic arena. I want to let everyone know that this afternoon you can find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Country Life, Gaia, and Nordic Naturals will be here with information, samples, discussion, all kinds of good stuff. Country Life, Gaia, and Nordic Naturals. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's Hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. A half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Segment, so we have so much to cram into these next few minutes here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Okay, so I told you this afternoon, Country Life, Gaia, and Nordic Naturals will be here. On Saturday, come on in and get a taste of amazing grass products. Garden of Life representative will be here. Nordic Naturals will be back. And here's a little bit of a tip for you interested in saving money. 15% off the Garden of Life line of products and Solaray line of products. So we have all of the elderberry and sambucol kind of products available to be very supportive of your immune system and help you fight off viruses and bacteria. Dr. Mercola's line of products features liposomal formulas of vitamin D, CoQ10, vitamin C. So very helpful at efficiently delivering that nutrient. Okay, Dr. Slavin, what do you have to add? What's
okay.
on your mind to wrap up this hour?
Well, during the break, you mentioned all the people that take a medication to block acid production. And I want to expand that a little bit. Any medication, you're not being given it because you all of a sudden develop a deficiency in that medication. So really, you have to ask yourself, what's going on in my body that has caused these symptoms to develop that I'm being prescribed a drug for, or I'm taking something over the counter for? Because to take these drugs indefinitely, like so many people do, particularly the over-the-counter antacids like Nexium and Prilosec, Omeprazole, you just have to say, you know, you can't do that. We talked about the importance of zinc in the immune system. Well, if you're taking these acid blockers, you're not going to be able to absorb the zinc because you need an acidic environment to absorb them. So that's what we're trying to say. And a lot of times when you talk about GERD and heartburn and everything, it's not a overproduction of acid. It could be an underproduction of acid.
And people find that very hard to believe, but over the age of 45, 50, acid production in your digestive, in your stomach, is a bit compromised. So it isn't what it was when you were a youngster and certainly when you were in your 20s. And so if you're still eating a diet that you consumed when you were 25 and you're 50, things will possibly not be broken down as well, and possibly create a range of symptoms that are uncomfortable.
And then we were talking about, why do we see it even more common today, it seems, than it was years ago? Think about it. You know, the presence of all these acid blockers is a fairly new addition to the pharmaceutical drug menu. Before that, they would use things like Alka-Seltzer or some kind of Tums or Mylanta. They came up with a drug because obviously they saw a need for it. Lots of people were experiencing heartburn. But what's causing it? Nobody talks about what's causing it. And we really think it's deviating away from a natural, healthy diet and consuming all these processed foods. And who knows what artificial ingredients are being put in there that are having a negative impact on your digestion. And you mentioned probiotics, which are very important. Just think about it. When you take an antibiotic, you're upsetting all the probiotics in your body, and it could take a year to reestablish a normal gut flora. So you want to think twice about using antibiotics and really reserve it for a serious infection. And in particular, the category of antibiotic called fluoroquinolones, like Cipro, Levaquin, you want to reserve for life-threatening infections because their negative impact on the body is so great that you really don't want to use it routinely like they do. You have a urinary tract infection, here's Cipro, and, it has a lot of negative consequences.
Negative consequences, and among those consequences, damage to ligaments and tendons, the soft tissue around joints. And it happens at an extended period away from the time that you've taken the antibiotics. So you don't necessarily connect your symptom to the use of the drug, to the side effect associated with
and,
that drug.
And another feature of those drugs, mitochondrial dysfunction.
Whoa, I don't like mitochondrial dysfunction. I rely a lot on my mitochondria.
Yeah, well, every cell in the body has them. It's where energy is produced. And if you destroy the mitochondria because of these antibiotics, think of all the effects that might have.
Okay. Do you have at your office, Dr. Slavin, that mitochondrial replacement kit?
Or resuscitate.
Or something like that, where you actually are specifically fueling those mitochondria and enhancing the possibility that you will have multiple mitochondria within a cell, crucially important for how your immune system is going to work, how your brain is going to work, how your energy is going to be supported and upheld. So just kind of to really pull all together the things that we're talking about, good food, staying away from genetically modified foods that detract from the possibility of how your immune system is going to respond to a threat, and getting enough sleep, because if you are not properly rested, once again, your immune system can suffer. Proper hydration, very important, and the exercise aspect where you're oxygenating your blood and tissue, that all leads to a benefit to your immune response. And then all of the IVs that you offer at the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
Including, we even give the silver intravenously.
Wow, okay. Now, who would that be reserved for?
Also infections.
Okay.
The silver will go after viral infections as well.
Right. Okay, and so what about when somebody comes to your office and you do tests and you see antibodies in their blood work results and so on, but you can't quite figure out what's going on and making them feel sick?
Well, one of the tests I do routinely on people, and we do just once to show them just how many infections they're harboring in their bodies, and they're feeling fine. But I pointed out, I said, but one day you're not feeling fine. It could be because these infections have become active, making you feel sick. So a lot of times someone comes in, you do all the lab work, nothing shows up, but they're feeling terrible. It's most likely from activation of some of these infections in their body. And then you want to support their immune system so they can get over the problem.
Okay. Do you ever see anybody's blood work that is relatively free of the microorganisms that they're harboring?
No.
Okay,
no.
So everybody's got it.
Yeah, particularly, for example, Epstein-Barr virus.
Right.
Most people have it, and that's been associated not just with chronic fatigue syndrome, but it's also been associated with various cancers. So you really want to keep your immune system strong.
Okay, mycoplasma.
Mycoplasma pneumonia, most people as well.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then there's a bunch of other ones. Some people have it, some don't. But the point is, and we don't test for everyone that you could possibly be exposed to.
Just the more common ones.
You know, with a healthy immune system, your body can take care of these things, and it's just important to keep your immune system strong and don't do things to undermine it.
Okay, so don't do things to undermine it. The sugar and the artificial sweeteners, those are kind of top of my list. What would be top of your list that would be undermining that you see in many of the patients that you talk with?
Well, I think primarily it's the diet. You know, when someone is eating the processed food and they're not sticking to organic food, they're just doing things that will weaken the immune system very slightly. But over time, it's cumulative, and there are issues involved. The other area that we test for in someone who has these health challenges and you can't figure out what's going on, you do a heavy metal test. They may have accumulated over the years lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury. Very common in people who are chronically ill, you want to identify that. With mainstream medicine, they never test for that. They totally ignore it, and they just hand out more and more drugs to treat your symptom. And think about this. All those serious illnesses, and we'll include cancer in that, is really a symptom of of your malfunctioning body, your dysfunctional immune system. And you have to address why the immune system stopped functioning. Heavy metals play a role. The malnutrition plays a role. The poor diet, the exposure to environmental toxins. You have to consider all those things.
Let's talk very quickly about vitamin D. The range 30 to 100 on your blood work, most doctors say 32, you're good, you're in reference range. What do you
say? That's a problem, yeah. They say around 80 is an optimal number. So that's where I like to see people go to. One other thing, we don't have much time left, and I'm just going to bring it out, and it'll topic for another time, is exposure to mold.
Whoa.
And mold is not just the mold you get in the kitchen or the bathroom that you can see and sometimes smell. It's the mold associated with some of the food you eat, especially the bulk products that you can buy. The toxins that are associated with mold can undermine your health, too. You have to consider it. Aflatoxins.
Okay. Boy, oh, boy, that stopped me, that mold. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in today to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Keep in mind, this afternoon, Country Life, Gaia, and Nordic Naturals will all be here. And tomorrow, Saturday, Amazing Grass, Garden of Life, Nordic Naturals. And I am available this afternoon, 2 to 6, tomorrow, 12:30 to 5:30. Thanks so much for tuning in. We will be back live next Friday, Black Friday, with all kinds of fabulous Save-A-Lot Nutrition specials. So join us next Friday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP.